All right, welcome to Classical Conversations on FM 91. I'm Haley Taylor. Thanks so much for joining me. Today we have Omar Avital and Avi Avital. We're talking about their latest album, Avital Meets Avital. So first, I feel like I have to get this out of the way. You guys are not brothers, correct?
Exactly. Hi. First of all, this is the first question in every interview, pretty much.
Although my brother's name is Avital, actually.
Really? It's so crazy. On top of not being brothers, you're also from completely different musical backgrounds. Avi, you're a mandolin soloist, kind of rooted in classical music. And Omar, you're a bassist, kind of rooted in jazz music. So how did you find each other? How did you first meet?
Yeah, well, the first time I met Omar was at the Music Academy in Jerusalem. That's the school we both went to. I went to the classical department, as you mentioned. Omar went to the jazz department. And, you know, we met like people meet in these schools, in the cafeteria. I think we kind of were curious about each other's music, and we established this friendship that kept going also when Omar moved to New York and I moved to Italy, each one going in their direction. And the idea was to do something together a few years later after we both graduated in 2012. We had a commission from a festival in Germany that asked me practically to do something I've never done before, and that immediately the one thing that I knew that I wanted to do an experiment is a musical encounter with Omar.
Fantastic. So that's how this album came to be. It was basically kind of commissioned almost.
Well, it started as a one-off concert in this festival. I remember as for the morning of that concert in 2012, we still weren't sure what kind of animal we have in our hands. I mean, we didn't have any kind of guideline of what we're going to do. We just sort of locked ourselves in a rehearsal room 2 weeks before the concert, and we together with a pianist and a percussionist are also in on the album, and we said like, let's see what happens. I thought initially it would be like a little bit of classical, a little bit of jazz. It turned out to be something completely different and very organically created together. I mean, that's maybe the point where I should mention that it's true we're not family related, but the fact that we have the same family name is also suggested we have the same kind of background and heritage. Avital is a typically Jewish Moroccan name. We both grew up in Israel, two families that came from Morocco and from Yemen, and this kind of cultural identity is very specific and particular in Israel. And that became, while we're doing the creative process, the DNA of the project, really.
You can definitely hear that on the album. There's a little bit of jazz here, a little bit of classical there, and then really beautiful Middle Eastern melodies kind of woven between each song. So writing each piece, I mean, were there melodies that you grew up listening to that inspired it, or was it a completely different inspiration altogether?
Well, a lot of, I think most of it is my music, which I remember. Actually listened recently to all the recordings, because when I work, I record it at home. And I remember Avi coming to my house in New York a few times, and we met in Berlin, and I recorded him playing, and I had these few melodies running around that I didn't really know what to do with, and he had some suggestions, and we improvised together. And the idea was to bring some of those Moroccan rhythms that we both grew up with, some of the melodies. It's all pretty much original music of mine and Avi. There's only one actually Israeli song, but in all the music you hear those very familiar sounds, like a lot of people in Israel that would hear this music tell us that it reminds them of home, etc. But obviously what we really like about it is that we were able to create a new sound and a band sound. And that's why after the first concert in Bremen, we decided to keep going, because it was a lot of fun, and it made a lot of sense to for this project to have a life.
And there's also, I mean, the mandolin is a focus, and the bass is a focus as well. But you also have a piano being a large focus in this recording, and percussionist as well. Itamar Dorari joined you as a percussion soloist, and then piano soloist Jonathan Abishai joined as well. So can you tell me a little bit about bringing them into the project and their, you know, kind of collaboration in this album?
Yeah, so what began as a dialogue between Omer and myself, we knew that we wanted to add some sounds and some instruments to the band. And, well, I think the first choice we made was pretty obvious, and that was Itamar Dohari on the percussions, because I think in every concert, in every project that I do that has percussions, that's the percussionist I would call. He's a fantastic, a phenomenal, really, player, and he plays his own set of Middle Eastern hand percussions, and the other element that we wanted to add was the piano. It has, we discussed a lot about what kind of instrument could create the sound, and we ended up choosing the piano that could really, like the mandolin, a little bit be this chameleon between, classical sound. We all recognize the piano sound with classical music, but also with jazz and Andalusian music that has become more and more popular on the piano. Pianists like Maurice Almadioni really kind of made the sound of the piano together with in Andalusian music, and that's the kind of flavor and the color that we wanted to add.
Looking through the track list, the songs that kind of stick out to me seems to be the ones that are the most personal. There's Avi's song and Ballad for Eli. So I'm curious about those songs. So Avi's song, how did you get that title and what does it mean?
Yeah. Well, Avi's song is pretty much the first time I wrote anything of that kind. I mean, I'm a classical musician. I went to classical studies. No one ever taught me how to compose or to improvise. It wasn't part of my set of skills. But I knew in this project that I also wanted to compose. I wasn't wanted to be to have my creative input, and I really kind of challenged myself to write something. And the result I really liked very much. But I realized that finding a title for it is the difficult part. And it's funny. I remember every time we do it we rehearsed it in the rehearsal room or in the studio. Every time I walked in the rehearsal room and changed the name, like, guys, okay, so this song now is called, what was it, Scirocco. And then the next rehearsal was like, no, I'm changing to something else. And yeah, no, and the band just didn't take me seriously and just kept calling it, let's do Avi's song, let's record Avi's song, let's put Avi's song on the list and so on. So When the label called me and said, like, we have to print the cover of the disc, what is the name of the song, please, now? I just said, okay, it's Avi's song.
And also, Ballad for Eli, what's the story behind that one?
That's the piece I wrote for my father. We call it Eli. We say Eli, but it's Eli. And it's I composed it after he passed away in 2007, pretty much right after, and then I worked it out. So it's a very moving song, and I never played it before I did this project with Avi, because it was not really a jazz song and had this very specific type of atmosphere. And like Avi and the mandolin seemed like the perfect, voice to express the song, and it's been definitely one of our favorites. It's a pretty ballad, so that's I'm very happy that it found a way like this to be performed.
It was such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So I love this idea of combining these two different worlds and kind of smashing them together. But some of your background really is that kind of blurring the lines between the genres that you're playing in. For this specific project, how did you feel challenged specifically working on this project versus other albums that you've done in the past?
Well, there were a lot of elements in this album for me that, as a classical musician, were out of my comfort zone, so to speak. I remember when we just first starting to, you know, discuss about the project, and when I went to visit Omar in New York and so on, improvisation wasn't part of my, you know, I wasn't improvising as Omer Avital was improvising, you know, not even getting close to that. And I remember having this kind of, every time we rehearsed, I was actually kind of panicking every time, like an improvisation session, we were approaching this improvisation session, I had to improvise, and I would like be shied off, or like wouldn't be as good as I play a melody that is written. And vice versa, I remember reading some music that was written, and for the other band members, that was the part where I thought like, oh, they're under, you know, they're like 70% of what I know them because they read music. And in one of the breaks that we took, it was, I remember this conversation very well. They asked me like, why do you panic when you have to improvise? And I said like, you know, when I have written music, I feel safe because I have to play the right note at the right time, and then I don't do mistakes. With improvising, I'm afraid of making mistakes. I don't feel safe. And I remember that they all went kind of, and there was an aha moment because Omer told me, oh, interesting, because written music, every note that is printed there is an opportunity to make a mistake. And with improvisation, you simply cannot make mistakes. And I think it was a very formative moment for me also. And from that point, I really kind of understood that you could look at the same thing from two different angles, and that's from then, obviously now I have absolute pleasure on improvising on stage, and I find this really challenging and in a wonderful way as a, let's say, classically trained musician.
And Omar, for you, what was a good challenge on this album?
For me, it was probably, like Avi said, the other way, where we are very used to, you know, having those simple songs and everybody plays the melody the way they want to play it. And, you know, jazz musicians are very much into their own interpretation. And again, the solos are a part of our lives. And what we experience is, I mean, first of all, to write it, I mean, for me as a composer, it was a pleasure that Avi really, really takes the melodies serious. And again, like a lot of these songs, or most of them, the absolute majority, I wouldn't be able to play with a jazz band. But even if I did, it would be very, very, very different. Avi treats a melody like a singer or classical musician. So, and the dynamics, and we had to work on music and rehearsing, I mean, 20 times more than we usually rehearse. working on every moment of the melody and the colors, things that really took a long time to understand. But since actually we all have classical backgrounds, even Yonatan, the pianist, and myself, we all grew up in Israel and studied classical. So it's not very, very foreign, but it's out of our daily routine, so to speak. And so that's one thing. And having Avi improvise and building the, you know, creating that whole tension between the written music and the improvised parts, which Avi, I like the fact that, you know, for him an improvisation is just another part of the composition. And it's, so we always have to be very faithful, like stay with the composition. So whenever we stray, we have to go back, you know. So it's a little bit of two things pushing to different directions, but there's the energy that is created, or that tension, is very, very positive, and I think it defines the project. That's why it's good. That's why people are excited in a certain way when they hear the concert. It's different than Avi playing Bach or I'm playing jazz, or, you know, it's something, it's a little island of its own, I would say.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much for joining me today again. Omar Avital, Avi Avital, talking about their latest album, Avital Meets Avital on Deutsche Grammophon. Thank you so much again for the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.